Blog Talk Radio.
The Stone and Tile Show is proud to be sponsored by the National Tile Contractors Association. The NTCA is a leading trade association in the tile and stone industry dedicated to professional installation of ceramic tile and natural stone. With more than 1,500 members representing thousands of installers, NTCA works hard to be a strong voice for proper installation and qualified labor. The association invests in a professional staff to provide technical support and assistance and offers free educational seminars and regional training opportunities around the country. To learn more about what the NTCA can offer for you or your business, go to the website www.tile-assn.com. That's www.tile-assn.com.
Welcome, folks, to another edition of the Stone and Tile Show. I am your host, Fred Houston, and hope everybody's keeping warm this Wednesday evening. So we've got a great interview coming up. We're going to be getting Michelle Bloomquist Hamilton on the line, and I'm not going to tell you why we're interviewing her. I'll just let her introduce herself. So let me see if I can get Michelle on the line here. Michelle, are you there? Hello.
Yes.
Good evening, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great.
Fine. How are things up there? I guess you're in Maryland, right?
Yes, and I don't like being here in the winter. It's cold.
Yeah, I was going to say it's really cold up there. Well, we had a cold spell here today in Florida. I think we got down to 70.
Poor thing.
I don't mean to run.
Here I sit with bronchitis and a sinus infection.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't we get started, Michelle, and tell us a little bit about yourself and your company.
Well, my business name is Tile Maryland, and I'm actually 52, so I'm getting too old for this knee crawl around thing.
Tell me about it.
I'm telling you. So I started running the business. It's been over 4 years ago, and it was my husband and his father. So I took over. He asked me to take over the everyday operations. So I quit my job and in finance. And decided that I had to know everything, because if you don't know everything, how can you sell jobs, and how can you can't run a business effectively if you don't know about it.
That's true.
So he didn't think that I would be able to stay focused long enough to do it. So then I said, okay, well, I'll prove you wrong. So I did. And that's where I am today. But I had to learn slowly. The first year was a lot of fake it till you make it type thing. And so especially when customers would, address me, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh. And I didn't want to look like I didn't know something. So basically, I kind of bluffed my way along. But then eventually I took over the doing estimates and all that kind of thing, too.
So did you actually do any installations yourself?
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay, great.
I work the business. Yeah. During the day, I install, and then in the evening and on weekends, whenever a customer calls and needs something looked at, I'll go out within 24 hours, because I figure I've never let people get an answering machine. So I actually had an office line with an answering machine, and I had it disconnected because I didn't want people to leave messages. And 9 times out of 10, they won't leave a message. They'll just hang up and call the next person.
True.
So, I figured it was important, and so I at least answer their call and say, okay, text me your number and your contact information, and I'll call you as soon as I get home from work or when I take a break. So, I try to go out as soon as possible, because I think that you need to strike while the iron's hot. And,
absolutely.
It lets them know that you really care, and you aren't going to stick them on the back burner.
Absolutely. So, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, there's more and more women getting involved in the tile industry. So did you in the very beginning or even today get any kind of reluctance when you had to sell to a man or you showed up to actually do the job? I mean,
occasions. Several times. The first time was when I just quit my job and I told my husband, take this Planet Fitness job. It was a commercial job. And I'm like, I don't care. You got to get the job. I was asked to prove myself. Well, we lost big money. But the thing was, is they made comments to me. It was myself, his cousin, which is a female. There was like three females there. And they had barricades up for the women's shower room so that the men couldn't see them, so the men couldn't see the women or whatever.
Right.
We were in the men's. Well, they didn't have any barricades up. We had to sit them, and they would walk around with everything hanging out and didn't care. So then the contractor said to me, if I would have known this was a woman in business, I wouldn't have hired you.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly. So that really hit a nerve with me. And so, like, I'll go even now to go do estimates. And people will let me in, and I'll introduce myself, and they'll be looking out the door and standing there with the door open. I'm like, you can close the door. And they're like, is your husband going to come in with you? I'm like, no, he's not with me. Well, does he need to be? I said, no. I'm perfectly capable. And, you know, they just, I think they find it hard to believe that, you know, hey, she's going to, you know, be able to do our job. But I don't get dressed up when I go see customers because I think it's kind of intimidating. And it sends them, you know, I agree to look professional, but I think they get the idea more if you're just every day. And a lot of times I just wear my work clothes. And, you know, I don't want them to think that I'm some window salesman going to hand them a 2-liter bottle of soda and you listen to my spiel, get it for free. So,
right. Exactly.
Just, you know, I am who I am and that's it. So, I don't want to fake who I am, like, right in the door. So I try to be as real as possible.
Yeah, and I think that's important as well. I mean, whether you're a man or a woman, a lot of times when you show up, especially in the contracting trades, you know, whether it's tile setting or you're selling windows, you know, you show up in a three-piece, you know, $2,000 Italian suit, you're going to go, whoa, wait a minute. You know, so
right.
I agree with you.
I agree.
I think it's very important to, you know, I wouldn't call it dressing down, but look professional, but be in your work clothes, you know, whether that's a uniform, a golf shirt or, you know, or whatever. So let's get to how we connected. And obviously we connected on Facebook and I had noticed that you had started a Facebook group for women tile setters. So, you know, tell me why you started that to begin with.
Well, it's kind of funny actually, because I have been thinking about it for a while, and I'm kind of a procrastinator, so I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, nah, people think I'm stupid, or there's really not that many women out there, but, you know, I would see random women in the groups, and they would comment sporadically, but there weren't a lot that would interact and, you know, that actually do posts and stuff, so I don't know, there was a couple posts that I had made that I got slammed on.
And oh, no.
It was, yeah, and, you know, I felt bad because Jason McDaniel had to go on there and, you know, correct his children and defend me. And I'm thinking, I felt really bad. Like, you know, I don't care because I'm kind of thick-skinned, but I didn't want them, you know, the same immature guys, to do that to somebody that was, you know, more timid or, you know, that kind of thing. So I want them to be able to participate, and I want them to be able to, you know, show their work and get, you know, constructive criticism. If they, you know, if they see something wrong, don't sit and say, well, I would have done this. It's those rare few that never post work themselves, but they're going to be the first one to say something smart to somebody that tries. So, and then, like, if a homeowner would come in the group and ask a question, or somebody that didn't know, like a handyman or something, You're not professional. You're a hack. What are you in here for? Well, I figure if they have enough balls, if they have enough nerve and if they have enough courage to say, hey, I'm not quite sure here what I'm doing, could you give me a hand or give me some advice? I would rather them do that than guess and screw it up. I would rather, you know, be the professional and say, okay, sure. You know, here's my number, give me a call, and I'll walk you through it. I don't have a problem with that because it's kind of like, yeah, you know, if there's a contractor in a, you know, close to me or even, you know, a good drive away and they need something, I'll go help them. And, you know, I don't have a problem with that. They're not my competition. You know, as a matter of fact, they're here to, we're all here to help each other. And, you know, the idea is to grow the industry and set standards and, you know, be mature business people. So that's my take on it. So I didn't notice a lot of female participation. And so one day I said, you know, I'm going to start this group. And I started it. And I was like, the next day I'm looking, I'm like, oh my gosh. And within less than a week, I had almost 100 members.
Wow.
And there was so much interaction and people were thanking me for starting it. I'm like, wow. And it's just every day it's growing and growing and growing. And it's kind of like, it's amazing to me that, you know, the women are really interactive. They're trying to help each other, trying to find solutions and ways to make the industry better. And, you know, the guys are kind of like, I've had like mixed reviews. Some are happy and supportive. Some think we're over there knitting and sharing recipes. So I think it's just because they don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on, so it's bugging them. And they'll even try to join the group. Well, they're not slick, or they'd have their wife do it, you know?
Right.
I mean, I could figure out how to be smarter than that.
Exactly.
But, you know, but we have distributors, we have installers, contractors, designers, you know, that kind of thing. Everybody that is involved in the tile industry that's female can be part of the future goals of what we're trying to accomplish. And that is, you know, skilled trades are kind of dying and not a lot of people are getting into them now, like the younger generation. And it's really
that's
disturbing
right.
because the schools focus too much on, hey, you know, we're going to go to college, you're going to go to the military, you're going to get a scholarship. Well, guess what? They're not all cut out to be scholarships and college kids. So, I mean, people need to be real. So if Joey's going to college, he's just getting drunk and he doesn't want to be there. So why not find something that Joey likes to do? And, you know, or Susie. So, and they don't need to stereotype, well, Susie needs to be a nurse and Johnny needs to be a fireman. So let your kids make their own decisions. And but if they have a seed planted in their head young, like, oh, you know, middle school age, hey, you know, I'm a tile contractor. This is what I do. This is how I started. You can make good money doing this. There's a lot of different things you can do. And I think planting that seed early would give them say, hey, I'm artistic. I might like to be a mosaic artist or whatever. I mean, getting more women and people to become skilled tradesmen is very important. And I think that schools need to focus on it more. And mentorship with different installers that are really new. I know when I first started, I wanted to learn. I still do. I want to learn everything I can learn. And so I'm not afraid to pick up the phone or ask somebody in a group, hey, live 100 miles from me, can I come up and see your work or watch you work for a while? And I don't have a problem doing that. And, you know, I think that, you know, some areas are lacking with resources like that, so, or they don't know where to find them. And maybe, you know, it's easier to pair somebody up. Or, for instance, I had an installer message me, it's been about a week and a half ago, right after I started the group. And he knew a young lady that wanted to be an installer, but she didn't know how to go about it. So he put her in contact with me, and I added her to the group and got her location. And I ended up finding a tile contractor where she was. And I think she's going to be going to work for him. And he was excited because he said women were always his best employees. So
yep,
I was really happy about it. I felt a real sense of accomplishment. And that was kind of like the kickstart I needed to say, hey, that was like fun and exciting. And, you know, I felt like I did something to help. And that was good. So I just think
absolutely.
That people need to be educated and learn. So.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because there is an individual on Facebook, and you may know who he is, Mike Rowe. He's the guy that hosts that show Dirty Jobs. He's got an excellent video out there. You'll have to search for it on Facebook, talking about what you just talked about, and that is we're lacking in the trades. I mean, big time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the parents are pushing their kids to go to college, and you hit the nail right on the head. You know, not everybody is college material. And the trades are the way, whether it's tile setting or whether it's auto mechanics or, you know, or whatever it is. I mean, I definitely agree with you. So now with this Facebook group, it's fairly new, isn't it? It's only a few weeks old. Am I correct in assuming that?
It's going to be 3 weeks old on Friday.
Okay, great. And how many members do you have now?
240, or it's between 240 and 250, I think.
Wow, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely incredible that you have that many. And those members are obviously all women, correct?
Exactly. They are. And
great.
You know, I've actually posted on LinkedIn. I've posted on all kind. You know, and I'll go and search for females in the industry and send them messages and whatever, and, you know, tell them about us. And I get, you know, it's a good response. So
absolutely,
I totally enjoy it.
So what type
so
of questions are you getting? Great. What type of questions are you getting in the group?
We're basically like people will post their jobs. They'll talk about you know, different things that we want to accomplish. There's no recipes or sewing skills going on. You know, like different, like somebody might want to know about like expansion and that kind of thing, or substrates, or things that they would normally ask in another group but be afraid to ask. So, you know, it's just a lot of interesting interaction going on.
That's great. I like that. So, you know, I think you may have already answered this question, but obviously by the number of people you have and the number of women you have in the group, do you see more and more women getting into the tile business?
I think that actually, you know, when I'm out and I'm out in public and I talk to people in the grocery store, I talk to them. I find a lot of customers in Home Depot and Lowe's. And, you know, some of them are shocked because, hey, I would have never thought to do that, they would say. Or, you know, I would have really liked to learn that. Well, it'd be nice to say, well, here's how you can, you know, so that would be a good thing. But yeah, I think there's more interest now. And then when other women see you doing it, they're kind of shocked. And they think it's really hard. I mean, it is hard, but it's also, you get a great sense of satisfaction also.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it can be stressful because trust me, you have those customers that pluck your last nerve. And
yes.
yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
We've all uh-huh. seen those. That's for sure. Whether you're a man or a woman, they're definitely out there. You know. Let me take a quick pause here, Michelle, and give out the phone number if anybody has any questions they want to call in and ask Michelle. The call in number here is 323-870-3968. That's 323-870-3968. So let me ask you this. If you're a woman getting into this business, or I should say thinking about getting into this business, what advice would you have for them?
I would say to find someone that's in the business and try to find somebody that would hire them as a helper and there, so that way they could see how, you know, see how things are done and learn that way. And another thing too is taking advantage of all the trainings that are available. So, you know, like with the NTCA,
right.
you know, all those groups and even manufacturers and stuff with Schluter training. I mean, their training is the best training out there, actually. And they make sure that they have enough training available and product awareness that, you know, people, you know, really need to take advantage of those things. And I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't have time. Well, you need to make time, because if you
Absolutely.
Don't, it's your business that's going to suffer. And it's better to say to your customer, hey, I'm going to be not working these 3 days. I'm going to be, you know, taking classes to, you know, better my business. And I think the customer would respect that and say, you know, they would rather have that guarantee that their shower's not going to leak. And, you know, that's huge. So that's the best thing that they can do is, and I did the same thing. I would cater to the, oh, what do you mean you're not going to be here? And, oh my God. And they make you feel guilty, and they're going to make you feel guilty whether you're there or not. So,
absolutely.
There's things you have to do to grow your business, and you have to be able to interact with people and go to these events, because if you don't, you're not learning the products and you're not learning the proper installation methods for them. And knowing your products and how to use them, like, you can't use the same thing on every job. I mean, one part of the house might need something that the other part doesn't need. So you have to be able to decipher what you're going to use and where and why, and explain it to the customer. They want to know, and that lets them know that you like your products and you like what you do, and you care about the end result of their job.
Well, absolutely. So what would you say, you know, being in this business, what has been your biggest accomplishment so far?
My biggest accomplishment? Well, I don't really have any. I mean, you know, you're always learning every day. And I would say it is, I think that it's kind of, I would have to say this group. I really feel that this is going to be it. And also with, you know, with the business, I've actually grown it, you know, really, really well in the time since I've taken over. So, you know, it's just,
well, that's a big accomplishment right there.
Yeah. It's kind of different. It's difficult to juggle everything, but now that my kids are grown, it's different, because I can leave and say, hey, see ya. Bye.
Right.
And, you know, I don't have to worry. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's great. So what would you say, how do I say this? If you knew then what you know now, what starting out, what would you wish you had known, I guess, as I should say? Yeah.
I wouldn't do anything different, because I don't really think there's any book that can prepare you. I'm not the type of person to sit and read and learn, because I'm a visual person. I have to see it. And as a matter of fact, I think that when I first started doing this, my husband, he says he was doing tile and he was doing 1224s. And I said, can I help you? And he's like, no, he said, these are hard to do and you can't start out with these. And I said, just come on, let me do it. And he's like, no. So he went to the bathroom. And I grabbed the trowel. And he came out and I had laid 4 tiles. And he's like, ooh, you laid tiles? I said, yeah. Well, let me check them. He says, wow, you did a really good job.
Great.
And I was like, thanks. So after that, you know, he's like, hey, maybe she does kind of figure it out. And I did. But it's visual. It's like you have to learn by seeing, and somebody actually has to be kind of patient enough to explain things to you, or you have to have good problem-solving skills. And math skills are a must. You know, if you don't know your math, you're screwed. Totally.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely. That's what I tell my son. I'm trying to teach him. It's like, oh, my God. And taking him on estimates and teaching him, it's, oh, my gosh. It's difficult. Very difficult.
As long, As long as you don't teach them Common Core math to measure tiles. I'm joking. But
you know, the schools, you know what, but the schools are really screwing up these days. Like, they don't teach kids how to, they don't teach them how to get a bank account. They don't teach them why they have to pay car insurance, or they don't teach them common skills. And
exactly.
So that's important in life. And, you know, I just think their method's off totally, and they need to go back to how it used to be. And, you know, and maybe the society would be a lot better than it is now. So I just think
you're preaching,
just doing too much.
And I think you're preaching to the choir with that comment. Cause I totally agree.
Yeah.
I'm totally in agreement with you. I mean, the way kids are being taught today. Well, you know, we're getting off the subject, but
that's me. Yeah. Get off the subject.
I do it all the time. It's so true. So maybe that covers my next question, and that is, what are some of the common myths that you've run into?
Well, common myth. Well. I don't know how to answer that one. I'm at a loss for words here.
Yeah, well, let me put it to you this way.
Give me an example.
Well, what would be a myth that you would run into, you know, being a woman in the business? I think we may have already covered some of this, but, you know, I mean, myths I could think of might be. Go ahead.
People think that women aren't capable of doing this job, and I think that women are actually really capable of doing it because they have a real sense of detail, and they can kind of read other women, and that's, women are very intuitive, and women can kind of I think that they're more perceptive, and they kind of understand what women want, and are able, if they know everything, they're able to make suggestions and maybe steer them in a direction that they weren't sure, you know, if they could do, or give them ideas of what they might like, because a lot of people are undecided and they know they want to do something, but they just don't know what. So I like to take tile samples and stuff like that.
I'm in 100% agreement with you there. As a matter of fact, some of the women that I know in the industry are just, they're so, how do I say this? You know, I think you said it properly. They much more detailed generally than men. And even when I go out and do my inspections, I'll bring my wife sometimes, and she'll pick out things that I won't see. You know, I've got 40 years experience. She has none. And I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't realize that. So I think seeing it from that different perspective is really key. When it comes to detail, especially with our type of work. I mean, you know, it has to be as close to perfect, at least in aesthetics, as we can get. Otherwise, we don't have happy customers, you know, which is.
Well,
so,
you know,
so,
a lot of times we're critical when we don't need to be. And, you know, we see mistakes that they don't see, and then we learn from them. So it's kind of how it is.
Right. So now, do you work side by side with your husband most of the time? Do you ever do work on your own, or?
We do, actually. We work together, and then there's times where I have to work on my own and do a separate job. Where he'll be finishing one up, and he'll go, or vice versa. I might be finishing a job, and then he'll go start demo on the other one. So sometimes we overlap. Sometimes we have to do the whole thing by ourselves. I remember last Christmas it was, somebody had an apartment, a condo that they were renting out, and they had a baby. So they had tiles coming off in their shower, so I went and looked at it, and come to find out, water had gotten behind there, and it was hardy backer, and it wasn't waterproof. So there was mold everywhere. So I told them that I couldn't do that unless they were out of the house, especially with a baby. So I did it over Christmas, Christmas break. I worked the whole time and got that done while they were on vacation. And matter of fact, the landlord, she didn't pick out the tile. She didn't care what I did. She trusted me, and I was kind of like, wow. She didn't see it until it was finished. She wrote me a check, you know, here, goodbye the materials. I trust you, and I'll see it when it's done. So that's what happened.
Wow.
And she was really, really happy. But I worked all through Christmas. I did.
I think many of us have been in that situation. I know I've worked many, many holidays in my career, and sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And folks, that's just part of being in business for yourself. You know, it's
I used to do 7 days a week. I would work 7 days a week. I would work evenings. I would work whatever. Well, it'll get you to fast burnout and real quick. So you have to take time off, and you know, it's just, you have to. And because if you don't get rest, you're not going to be effective when you work. So you have to take some time. And I don't do weekends unless I have to.
And so. I think that's really good advice. Another good piece of advice is, one piece of advice that I had to learn in business over the years is to, sometimes I have to say no. People
it's
don't
tough.
Like that. And I had someone tell me one time that, you know, you're not a doctor, you're not a nurse. There are no tile emergencies. people aren't going to die because, you know, they have to have their floors done, or, you know, their shower done, or whatever. So I think that's something that people need to realize. Although, as you know, some of your customers don't think that way.
Well, they think Chip and Joanna, man, like Chip and Joanna on HGTV, they can come in and they can transform that whole house in 24 hours. And Chip never breaks a sweat. And they
he's
think
not
that
doing
that's
the work.
Reality. No. And his tools are never dirty. So, Kaloo.
I always get a big kick out of not just that show, but I'm a big fan of all those home improvement shows. And I'm like,
me too.
Wow, they just laid that entire floor in that kitchen in 2 hours, and they're walking on it now. You know, that doesn't
exactly
happen. You know,
people
you know, need to realize that.
They do. And, you know, another thing, I think that if you want to get higher end customers, you have to start using higher end materials. So, you know, hey, the people might not want to pay for that uncoupling membrane that you're going to put on their floor, but it's going to be better for them. So I just say, hey, this is what we use. I don't give them an option. This is what we're going to use, and that kind of thing. So if you just incorporate those things into the price and, you know, allow time for you to have time off and charge enough to where you don't have to do two jobs in a week to make what you can make off of one in that week.
Right.
So, you know, that's where tile helped. I mean, I doubled what I used to charge, and people aren't batting an eye. So, I mean, it's just getting to that point where if they start hem-hawing, it's like, okay, wait, I might have my lemon here.
Right.
And, you know, but I take credit cards. I also offer financing. So doing those things makes it more convenient to increase your price per job.
Yeah, that's excellent advice. Actually, I had a call the other day from someone that had asked me, you know, what do you think about taking credit cards? And I said, it could be the thing that closes a sale, because people can make payments on their credit cards, you know. So it's actually a really good thing to do. And well, what about the cost of credit cards? Put it into the job, you know, include that
they
as
pay
part
it.
Of your. Absolutely.
I charge them the percentage, and I just say, look, it's the convenience fee, and, you know, if you want to use your credit card, this is, you have to pay 3% or whatever. And they're like, fine, it's better than the cash advance interest rate. So they'll do it.
And I think, you know, my next question, I think you may have already answered, but I'll ask it again. And, you know, that is, you know, how do you handle that individual, that customer that says, well, you know, this guy over here gave me a price that's, you know, cheaper than yours. How do you normally handle that type of question?
So when I do in that instance, the difference between him and I are, you know, I've taken training, and say somebody with a master's degree or a doctorate degree, they get paid more. So he might be just a handyman or whatever, and you're going to get what you pay for. So,
right.
Like, you know, yesterday I went and did an estimate for this man. He was disabled, and he wanted a floor in his bathroom. Well, oh, my God. It was a mess. Somebody had gone there with self-leveler and spread it like cement.
Oh, boy.
So, and he was putting down, he was putting down LVT, and he didn't have much money. So I went to the car, I measured, I helped him, you know, pick what he had gotten, and I said to my son, I said, look, this is going to be one of those jobs that I'm going to do for cheap, just for the cost of materials, because he's having surgery and he needs his bathroom. And, you know, so I'm going to do it just because it'll give me a sense of that I helped somebody.
Right.
So we're going to go ahead and do it for him. Yeah, we're going to fix the mess. But, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to kind of, you know, okay, this is not going to be a job that I make any money on. But A, at the end of the year, I can write it off. B, you know, he may have somebody that he talks to and says, hey, see my floor? You know, this lady did it for free, basically, because she wanted to help me. So somebody's more apt to call or, you know, anything like that. And, you know, if I can help him, then I'll do it.
And that person becomes a great referral for you. So that definitely helps in many stories. And my business over the years where that I've done work where I've actually lost money, but in the long term, I've actually made more money because of the referring and that individual telling other people about you. So that's an excellent point. Mm-hmm. So with this Facebook group, if someone wants to find it, how do they go about finding a Facebook? What do they need to search for?
They go in Facebook and they go under the search, like in groups, they go for the search and just type in Tile Chicks and it should bring them right to the group. And all they have to do is, you know, request to join, and that's it. So, yeah, it's pretty simple. And it's – I don't like the way they have it set up, though, because I can't search for people that aren't on my friends list. So
that's kind of tricky.
So it is. So, you know, I asked the other women, you know, hey, if you have women on your friends list that are in the industry, can you please invite them? So – or I'll go on other groups or like on LinkedIn and that kind of thing and post ads that, you know, we started this group and we'd like to join. So,
yeah, I think the social media is big. I mean, years ago, I was like a little reluctant, but all my advertising now for my consulting business is done either on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and it's free. Exactly. And it's free.
Yes.
Folks, if you're whether you're a woman or a guy or, you know, you're in this business, if you're not on social media, shame on you. Get on it. You know, it definitely can get you work.
There's a guy that I use to subcontract to sometimes. And if I'm too busy, he'll do work for me. He does excellent work. It's hard to find somebody that does excellent work.
Yes.
And he has no idea what people charge. And it's ridiculous. So I said, you know, you need to go on there. And he won't. He just won't. So he's losing money that way. And
absolutely.
But you can't make somebody learn. Like, you know, like people that have been in this business a long time are reluctant to learn the new techniques and learn the new methods. And it's really hard to break somebody of an old habit. And my husband was one of them. So was his father. You know, his dad would pour pans and, like, look, you're gonna try this Schluter. He's like, oh no, you can't take piece styrofoam and you can't make that fit this because it's not centered. And I'm like, okay, fine. So he ended up calling me about 5 months ago. He says, I got a job and I need your help. I'm like, what? Can you say it again, a little louder? So
yeah, exactly.
I taught him. He said, if I would have known it was this easy, I would have done it a long time ago. So, So he, you know, and he used to do business with a handshake. You know what? Handshakes don't work anymore because they'll be shaking your hand with one hand and giving you the finger with the other one. So
that's exactly right.
You've got to have it in writing, and, you know, you can't do the old deals anymore. It doesn't work like that. So
That's how people all the time. If you want to know what doing business on a handshake is like, well, go ahead, watch a couple episodes of Judge Judy.
Yes. You know, I had one get down on the floor. They always wait till the final payment's due. And they'll get desperate and start him hauling and trying to find some. This guy was crawling around his kitchen floor with his flashlight on his phone. I said, I'm going to take that as a compliment. So where's my check?
Exactly.
You know? And it's like unbelievable. So I don't know, but they think because I'm a female that then I'm a pushover. I'm not. So.
Well, it happens to us guys too. I've had that happen. You know, where you'd be in a house finishing up the job, and all of a sudden the customer disappears. Yeah, they had to go pick the kids up from school or go grocery shopping or something, and you're sitting there waiting for your check. And
that's it. That's it.
You know, exactly.
Or they'll start him on, and you know, they'll start. And you know, I had one lady, and I ended up going and sitting in her recliner, took my shoes off, put my feet on her ottoman, and she looked at me. I said, "What's for dinner?"
That's great.
Well, yeah. So I said, "I'm going to be here. Do you write me that check?" And she finally ended up writing the check.
Wow.
And,
I like that.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. And my husband's like, "Just see if you can get $700 out of her." I said, "No, I'm getting the whole thing." Yeah. And it's not like, let's make a deal. I didn't do anything wrong. It turned out beautiful. So, yeah, there's no wheeling and dealing here. So, yeah.
That's great.
But nobody's going to take from, I like taking from your family. So
yeah,
why would
exactly.
you do that?
Exactly.
You know, it's like, well, it's like giving money away.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Well, Michelle, I thank you for your time.
Great.
And I was going to say, good luck with the group. I think it'll only continue to grow. You know, this,
yeah.
feel free to use this broadcast here to promote it, if you will. And,
That's
as
great.
Well as some of the other sites out there as well. You're doing a pretty good job on Facebook there, which I think is, you know, that's the way to go.
That
all the other social media sites.
Yeah, women, and you know, it's going to be about awareness and, you know, teaching them that they can. You know, it's a great field to be in for single moms, for anybody. So I just really think it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, you definitely have my support.
Things.
You definitely have my
thank
support
you.
On that, Michelle. So, all right. Well, I'm going to wrap things up here. So I want to thank you for your time and good luck. And anytime you want to chat, just give me a holler. We'll get you on the air again.
I will. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Michelle. Take care. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Well, folks, there you go. Again, go on Facebook, and the site is Tile Chicks. And if you're a lady out there, whether it's, you know, you're an architect, a designer, an installer or whatever, there's going to be a lot of good advice out there that sometimes us men can't give you. So definitely check that out. I also want to mention that my seminar in January is now full. So if you want to attend it, you can't. It's full, but you can get on the waiting list for the next one, or the cancellation list as well. Just go ahead and send me an email at fhuston, that's fhuston@gmail.com. Also, we got some new sponsors that came online, so don't hang up yet. You might want to go ahead and listen to what they have to say here on their ads here in a couple of minutes. So, folks, until next week, this is Fred Houston. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep setting those tiles, polishing that stone, fabricating those tops. Later, my friends. Don't go away yet. Here are some ads. Are you looking for quality greenstone working products? ESP sells many lines of fine quality, environmentally safe products. Stone Pro, NB Stone Care, Bondstone and Touchstone Adhesives, more Stone Care products, Easy Care products, and Better Bio, which is over 80% bio-based and approved by the USDA. For more info, visit espsales.net. That's espsales.net. Thank you, Tough Skin, one of our gold sponsors. Marble etches and stains, Tough Skin guarantees it will not. Tough Skin provides a unique product and installation service anywhere in the USA with their proprietary stone laminate products. They protect marble countertops with an acid, oil, and waterproof guarantee. That's right, it's now possible to install marble, onyx, and travertine countertops without the worry of etching and staining from common household items like wine, lemon, coffee, or other acidic foods. People have been trying to figure this out for thousands of years, and Tough Skin Surface Protection has done it. Available in gloss and satin to match the countertop finish. Visit them online at toughskinprotection.com. That's TUFF skinprotection.com to learn more.